Thank you all for coming. So I will be talking about some of the preliminary research I have done as a master's student for West Virginia University in regards to the treatment of beef cattle effluent in a denitrifying bioreactor. So in recent years, water quality issues have been on the rise, mostly due to excess nutrients reaching these systems. And this has led to the degradation of these water resources. And associated with this degradation is a multitude of environmental issues. We've seen an increase not only in the size of current global dead zones, but also the increased formation of these dead zones. And associated with these dead zones are health hazards, not only for human health, but for wildlife health as well. And so I'm sure all of you have seen, the increase of algal blooms on a global scale. You know, this affects not only human health in terms of drinking water, but also these dead zones can produce hypoxic zones or fish kills, which can actually impact populations economically. And so sort of bringing this closer to where I'm at in looking at the Chesapeake Bay area, so for the nitrogen and phosphorus sources in our area, almost half of the nitrogen and phosphorus comes from agricultural sources. And if you look further, roughly 18% of the nitrogen and 25% of the phosphorus comes solely from manure sources within this watershed. And so being from West Virginia, I wanted to look at the beef cattle portion of this. Roughly, we raise 405,000 head within the state, and the issue with beef production in West Virginia is that we are forced to have extended periods of winter confinement, and with this confinement comes the production and storage of manures, and due to our steep slopes and saturated soil conditions, we are forced to store more than we can spread most of the time, and so this excess storage and holding of these manures has caused quite the issues, especially when we can't get out on the fields to spread it. And so what I'm looking at is sort of a novel adaptation to the current practice of denitrifying bioreactors. And these are a edge of field system that's used to treat nutrient-laden waters, mostly nitrates. Traditionally, they are used to treat tile-drained agricultural fields, and their main mechanism for removal of nitrates is microbial denitrification. Now, in order for this denitrification to occur, we need three conditions. The first, it needs to be anaerobic. The second, we need a fuel source. Commonly, this is wood chips or any other carbon substrate. And then third, we actually need a source of nitrate in order to be reduced. And so I just included a schematic of a reactor just to catch everyone up. So tile-drained water is directed into these reactors via a control structure. This water is allowed to insert the reactor. And in this case, as denoted by the yellow tan, is the carbon source. In this case, is wood chips. This water is allowed to reside within the reactor at a set loading rate, which is based off the source of the water that is coming in. And so it's allowed to reside in these reactors, eventually discharging at the end. And our hope is, under the right conditions, that the nitrates will eventually be converted to nitrogen gas. And so looking more at my project, my objectives were to first determine if these reactors actually can reduce nutrients from a manure source. And then I also will be looking at if additions of biochar can further aid or affect these reductions within these bioreactors. And so what I did, I had five treatments of different biochar application rates. And so since these systems depend on microbes, I actually incubated my systems for 3 days in order to get these populations going within my bioreactors. I collected samples over time between 0 and 24 hours, 0 being the initial time of the when I put the slurry within my system. And then I evaluated not only the liquids within these reactors, but I also evaluated the solids as well. And so for my design, I used 1 gallon glass jars. These were actually tea pitchers. If anyone is familiar with sun tea, that's exactly what they are. So, and for my influence, I actually made my own beef manure slurry. I had roughly between 5 to 10% solids. For the carbon source, I used a local hardwood mix that I sieved down to 1.5 inches. I also removed the fines from that as well. That's for clogging purposes. And then for my biochar applications, I had my control of 0, and then I had 1, 2.5, 5, and 10% by wood chip weights. And so here's just a schematic of the jars once they've been filled. And so I put in my solids mixture, which is the wood chips and the biochar applications rate, depending on the jar. I then put the slurry over top of that, and then in between my samplings, I actually purged the headspace at the top, trying to keep conditions anaerobic within my jars. And then the samples were taken from the top. There was issues with clogging with the spouts on the pitchers, which is unfortunate because that's why I got them, but it happens. So for my materials, like I said, I'm using a local hardwood mix, and so the wood within this mix was anything from oak, pine, or poplar, and there might be another few local varieties within this mix. For the biochar, I actually used a commercial product called Coolterra. And they describe it as an enhanced biochar that has been refined and upgraded. And then for the manure, I actually collected manure from the WVU Animal Science Farm. The cattle in which I collected the manure from were all under the same management, and that is a grain and flakes corn-fed diet. And so here's just a couple of pictures of the design. So in the first picture, we have the jars filled with the solids mixture, the wood chips, and the biochar. And in the middle, we have, once the slurry's been added, or the tea, as I like to call it. And then on the far end, I actually covered my jars with aluminum foil to help try to keep some of that natural light out of these systems, since these are subsurface treatments. And so now I'm just going to share some preliminary data and some material data that I collected during some of the preliminary runs. And so I have pH and percent nitrogen, carbon, sulfur, and then my C to N ratios for my materials of the wood chips and the biochar. And then I did include my pH and initial nitrate amount for the slurry that I did that I put in the jar. This isn't the slurry that was held over 3 days, but the one that starts at zero time. And then I went ahead and I averaged my zero times. There's some difference between each jar because they were held for 3 days with a different slurry. That's why the values are a little different, but I went ahead and averaged them. And so now I'm just gonna share some of the preliminary data I collected. And so in the first graph, we have pH over time, and consistent for all of my treatments was a decline in pH. And now moving over to the next one, I actually have my nitrate concentrations over time. And we got some interesting results for our first attempt at this. The nitrate actually went up. Now, I do have a couple of theories as to why this actually happened. My main one is what I'm thinking of is that due to the way that I prepared the slurry, it had to be agitated. And so I think there was enough dissolved oxygen within that that my systems actually were not anaerobic and that actually nitrification happened instead of denitrification. I'm hoping as I further analyze my samples, I'll be able to support this. And then hopefully rework and try again. And so, based off other similar studies, not necessarily for manure sources, but for tile drains, there are biochar does aid in reductions. This has been proven, and it's also been proven that application rates also have an effect on this. So overall, I do think that these bioreactors can be an effective source of removing manure source nutrients. And so since, like I stated earlier, these are active in terms of microbes, that's what these systems rely on. I do have a few additional questions that I would like to answer. The first one being, I want to evaluate if in fact there are influences on the microbial communities and or a reduction of fecal coliforms within these systems. Since I am using a manure source, it is important to look at the E. coli that is coming out of these systems. And then I would also like to determine if the biochar applications have some effect on the denitrifying communities, and further I could also look to see if they have an interaction with the E. coli as well. And so in summary, you know, livestock production is a pretty large source of nutrients that are reaching watersheds both locally to me and also globally. And I do think that these denitrifying bioreactors do show some promise in the reduction of these nutrients that are from manure sources. And then I do think that biochar applications will aid in this, will aid in removal of these nutrients.
Thank you for the very clear presentation. I guess my first question is, you said the biochar was upgraded. Does that mean it was oxidized?
Okay, so it's proprietary.
Oh.
And so I don't exactly know.
Okay.
Yeah, because I wanted to know, but yeah, they just the quotes that I put in, that's their quote, because you know they're like our proprietary process. So I don't exactly know what they did, but I'm assuming it would be something like that, sort of stabilize the biochar.
Okay, and then the second question: did you measure phosphorus? Did you find any reductions in your preliminary data?
So I'm still actually analyzing for phosphorus.
Okay.
So I'm hoping to have that data. Based off this first run, I'm not exactly sure what's going to come out of it. Ideally, we will have reductions, but since this first run was very interesting, I'm not sure exactly what it's going to do.
Okay, well, yeah, I think there are a lot of people to be interested in that.
Absolutely.
Yes, thank you, Bethany. What kind of system do you envision your work contributing to? For example, the denitrifying bioreactor for tile drainage, the water flows
right
through the bioreactor bed. I'm curious, would you think of slurry flowing through the bed like that, or more of a batch thing? Or
right. So I wish I would have taken a picture. So actually, there's a location on our farm where I collected the manure that would be perfect for this. So it's an open-top manure storage, and they actually have some drainage going off into it, and then it runs through some tall grass and then into this pond. And so what I'm thinking is sort of connecting these systems to open storage, you know, where it gets rained on, where water is flushed down, and sort of treating that. But also it could also be connected to animal confinement lots, the drainage off of that, maybe directly.
When you do this again, are you going to use the same jars, the same wood chips, and biochar, or are you going to get fresh?
I'm going to use the same jars, but I am going to refresh my materials.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay.